Almost true. But I work a lot with our creative group of our designers and programmers of all types. And the kind of software that we're developing now actually falls into three different categories, and it has to do with the way we relate to the computer. And I want to tell you just very quickly what these categories are and how that relates to what we've seen today. Most of the computers on the planet, almost all the computers we have, are machines. They're treated like machines, they're called machines, they're business machines. They make the taxes, they make the paychecks run, they do your bills. And that's what most people think a computer is. And until the last couple of years, that's about all a computer was. And that's still true. Most of the computers are business machines.
Okay.
And we have a business machine simply because we have this CPM that Tom and others have talked about. This means that this computer can ultimately connect to all of the business software. So that's handled. All the things that computers do, this computer will do as a machine. But there's another way of looking at a computer, and another kind of software. And that's the kind of software that teaches, that treats the machine as a tool. Now we do this with the math package. We do this with the game. But what we're doing is using the computer to do something else, like play the game Galaxian. This is using the computer like a pair of pliers. It's not a machine anymore. It's now something I get to do. And this is something that's happening to me through the mail and the payroll checks and all of that stuff. It isn't something that I run my business with. It's not something I get to actually control. This is the personal of personal computers. It means I get to play with it. Now, the next level of involvement is to treat the computer as an instrument. And that's what you saw happening up here when Tom DeBonte was sitting at the keyboard creating pictures on the screen. The problem with that analogy is that Tom DeBonte is the Stradivarius. He's the guy who creates the instrument. He's not the Yasha Heifetz who plays it. Do you get that? The Tom DeBonte is the person who creates the instrument. It is people like me, for example, and others that are here, who are the ones who are going to play the instrument and create things with it. Now, all the way from the arcade, all the way up through the full keyboard, this still holds true, these three kinds of things. One of the confusions that we have are people come to me and say, well, what is this good for? What can I do with it? And that's like asking, what is a song good for if I'm talking about creating things? What is the use of a concerto, except background music? But to the person who does it, it's extremely valuable. And the first place that people get to play with that and understand it is with the Valley Basic. This is the first time I get to decide what the computer does. Understand that when I'm playing Galaxian, I can't decide to make that a program to fly an airplane instead. I only get to play Galaxian. But once I get into the computer and I start communicating with it in a dialogue, right here, then what I get to do is create what I want. And that is a very powerful thing to do. This book was designed to make that interesting and easy for people to do. And you've seen this work. Many of you work with it. I urge you, when you get into the business of playing with this system, to play with that a lot. Learn that you can make things happen. And one of the first things I would suggest that you do is play with the music system. You know how the notes work, and you can type it. You've seen how it works, you've seen the demo play the tunes and all of that. This is a very powerful thing to show someone about what programming really is. Programming is that I can tell the computer to play these notes, and it does. I can create a song, or I can create music. Now that's a very exciting thing for people to do, and some of the people here today have done a lot of music programs. The thing that I'm trying to do now, the thing that I've been doing with a number of people here is passing out this rather extensive document, which I'm certainly not going to read. This means something to each of us here, but it means different things to different groups. I'm going to talk to two different groups, and it'll all come together in a minute, but half of you are going to be bored while I do this, and I'll be brief. For those of us who want to create music, this document suggests a way that we can all work together in a common music language in the arcade and in the Z-Grass unit. This means that all the different kinds of music programs we're using will all interface and work together so that someone's music program that may be a Bach fugue can be attached to or run with someone else's program to create steam philosophy or some other kind of sound, or another kind of program to put the notes on the screen so that I can watch. The next level of this, and the reason for getting this standardization among us to do this, the next level of this is what the rest of you want to know, which is this takes you into a new market. Because one of the next things you're going to see is another keyboard. Only this is one you know all about, because it looks like a piano. And it plugs in instead of a gun handle. Up to four of these can plug into an arcade with four different voices. We have just, with this new product and this new plug-in, we have entered a new market area. This is now in production. We're doing this today. And what I'm trying to do is to get all the people who work in music together to agree so that we can manufacture in the future keyboards and software that will all work together and create a musical instrument. What you've seen so far, in fact, what you've seen all day today, is the graphics aspect of what this instrument is about. We talked about how it can be used as a graphics tool, as a design kit for an artist to use. What I'm saying, that is also true when you consider musicians, or simply people who would like to play with music, or maybe learn how it works, right? Interactive notes on the screen. So this document is what I've been circulating among the programmers here today to help us set up that kind of standard. This will allow a major expansion in the way computers are used. This will allow all of us to walk into the organ market, for the home organs. We're talking about $30 or $40 add-ons. We're going into the home organ market. We're going into the market of anyone who wants to learn to play a piano. We're talking about the synthesizer market. You've heard all the sounds in the Galaxian and other. All that's in there. We can access all of that. We can make all those sounds for keyboards. And the only reason this hasn't happened yet is that we have not come up with a standard way of interfacing keyboards in the arcade. And what I'm suggesting is a way for us to do that. As Bill said, what I do is think up stuff, and the kinds of things that I try to think up are, where are we going, how can we work together to get there? So that's the package that I'm talking about. And that's the other keyboard, and the only difference is that we already know how that one works. So this is an area that I think is something that appeals to both of the groups here. All of you who deal with software will have a new way to work together. And all of you who sell this will have something new to sell. This doesn't obsolete the music that we're doing now, of course. It's just simply a new opportunity for us to work together. Another thing I want to talk about is this particular book, which I wrote, I guess, almost 3 years ago now. And I learned through programs by writing this book. I was a typical creative director of a typical ad agency. And when Bill and I got involved with Valley, one of the tasks they asked us to do was to create this particular product. Everything I knew at that point in time was in the book. And some of the criticism of this book has been that there's more information. The newest one is when we have all the data anybody wants to put in.
Dick, explain what the book is. Some guys are new and don't know what that book is for.
This is a book that you can sit down with and introduce yourself to computing. This is not a course in programming. You're not going to go from this particular course to a job in a bank where you're going to be a programmer. This is not about learning how to be a programmer in the sense that those of us who are in the business make a living at it. This is a book that starts out very simply, shows people how the keypad works, goes directly into various kinds of things that we can do. These are very short experiments, they all work, and they're quite simple. What kind of reactions have some of you had with that? Have you been dealing with this at all? How many people have played with this? Great. How far did you get? Did it stop? Where did you wind up when you got through the book? What was your experience with this? Perfect.
What was that answer? Would you say? We can't hear you back here.
He said it opens the door. It opens the door. What it does, I hope, my intention was to take the mystery
that much
out of it. Now it's something you type these notes and they play and you type this and it comes up on the screen. You saw how I do it. You have a box and a box and another box. You got a TV set on the wall. that kind of program. And this is designed to open the door. And don't overlook enormous power when someone opens this book and sits down and starts playing with it. This is the first step. If somebody gets into this and then decides that they want to get into more of what the computer can do, then the keyboard becomes a natural. Then they start running around, their tongues hanging out for more power, more computers, more graphics, more sound. And until they get through this or have some other first-hand experience, that's not going to happen. That's why, if you look at it now, the people out there who are going to be playing with computers, using computers as creative instruments, enjoying them, don't know that yet. What they're doing is, instead of playing with computers, they're playing other things. These are people who like to paint. Hobbies. These are people who like to work with clay. These are people who like to grow their own plants. These are people who like to cook without recipes. These are the people who like to get involved in the creative, like with the things they do every day. People who work on their own parts. People who do everything, fix their own houses. This is a do-it-yourself kind of person. Look at all the craft stores. Those are the people who are going to be going into this and then into computing, although they don't even know that. So this is the market that's coming up. Not everyone will go into this. Not everyone, it won't be everyone's cup of tea. But access to this is now free. You don't have to decide to be a programmer and then go buy a course and then maybe get into it and then maybe understand it. This is free. It comes in the box. It's part of the arcade. Programming it yourself is part of what people are going to be buying from you. It's part of what you sell. And it's, like you said, it's a door opener. Now, nobody, no other computer has this. This is very important. The this that I'm talking about is the innards in that machine that make it the best arcade. Those innards, all that power, the graphics, the sound, all that stuff, is available to me to do what I wish with. That's what we have that nobody else has. I've written courses like this, I've written systems like this on a variety of computers. And the Valley has so much more power that this course can be a whole lot more effective. So what I would like all of you to do, and in the back are a group of programs. Here is a program by our very own Jeff Fredrickson, for example, a little four-line program that you type in. All of these programs are things that can be typed in very easily, and they all work. So I'm encouraging, first, you to play with it, and secondly, for you to get other people involved in it. Because that's what's going to solve your case. That's what's going to make it run for you. This is also going to create this mythical third party that we keep talking about, the third party software, the people who are going to generate all of that stuff. That's me. And not just me, but me and him, the people from user groups. The people that make their living doing this. And this is what got us into it, a lot of us. And with that keyboard, it is just incredible where we're going to go next. So this is the first time you've had a chance to interact with one of these third-party people, the people who, for whom the keyboard was designed, was built for me, and those like it, for me to use as a creative instrument. Does that help? Are you more clear about who's going to buy it? Now, the reason that your customers are going to buy it is not that they're like me. You're not going to find people like me very often, because we'll seek you out, we'll buy it, we know what it is, we'll just grab it, because it's got great specs. The people that you're going to sell to are the people we create things for. Okay, and that hasn't started happening yet. There is no software for the people, as far as the people are concerned. But when I tell you that I have every single computer there is, and I use them routinely, and I sell software on all of them, it is absolutely true that this is my choice. This is the instrument of my choice. I'm not talking about the keyboard. This is so much more powerful for me as a designer. Well, I can sit down with that instrument, develop an idea, try it out, see if I like it, all in an afternoon. Now, getting a final product will take quite a bit of time and take the skills of professional programming. But I can sit and play and get ideas and work with a very, very fluid level. That is an extremely powerful thing. Do we have any questions? Anything you want to talk about? No.
I'd just like to point out, nobody likes to be told that they're not creative. I mean, it's, to me, I think it's a strong selling point to tell someone that you can express, this is a machine to help you express your creativity, not hamper it or, you know, I mean, personally, I would be very offended if someone told me I wasn't creative when I'm trying very hard to be creative in some way, if it's, you know, I'm even figuring out how to wash the dishes more efficiently or something like that, fine. But everybody does that in day-to-day life, and I think that, to me, that's a very appealing factor, that this machine is for creative people. I mean, you can do very straightforward AI stuff on a computer and stuff, but it's for a creative person, it really is. And everybody thinks that they have some amount of creativity. I mean, I was 8 years old, and I was drawing a little stick man in the book so I could flip the page and watch him wander around. You know? I mean, everybody does that sort of thing. So, it really has a wide base of appeal when you think that everybody has a certain amount of creativity.
Exactly. And some of the things you created, your programming, has allowed people to report the sound of music in a new kind of way. And that's terribly exciting. And that's the kind of thing that I want to do more with and how to do it. And all of us are looking at it.
Dick, hold up the little gold book again.
Okay.
The thing you forgot to mention is that's the instructions that come with Valley Basic that's now packaged in the box. And now, most of the guys know that, but some of them didn't.
Sorry.
They thought they had to buy a separate book.
This is the complete package. We talked about how to build computer games, charts and graphs, electronic music, and video art. This is a how to do it. This is a cookbook, if you will, that can get you into the arcade and open up these avenues for you. The main thing I wanted to do, and the reason I came here today, was to give you this kind of flavor of what's going on, because I think it's important to talk to somebody who would buy one of these, which I represent. And believe me, I have been wanting one for a very long time. I had one of the first ever book several years ago that went to the CPS. And it was such a powerful instrument that I could use it. So with Bill, as he mentioned, we were able to sit down with that and just create an incredible demo that Fuller is American, I think, running CPS. But we were able to sit down as a couple artists, if you will, and make something that really worked. And the programming people who saw that were knocked out by it, not knowing we had this piece of powerful equipment to help us out. So that's really it. That's what I wanted to do, is give you this insight into where I am and what I'm doing. And the other people, other individuals can take over. Are there any other questions? That's it.
You were going to make a comment about submissions that could get included in the next edition of that book.
Good. Let me make a comment to the programming folks that are here. Anything you would like to add to this book, any comment you have, any information you found, this is particularly true in the user groups. Fred has sent me a number of programs already. This is an open submission. Anyone who wants to contribute to this can do so. I'll put your name in, I'll give you, recognize your authorship, and I'd be delighted to have all the help I can get in making the next book the most complete one we've ever seen. Some of you said you'd like to see more in it, and now is the time to do it. By the end of this month, we're going to press. So, it's an open invitation to participate.
Are we going to keep it, the book itself, relatively simple rather than making a hacker's manual, so to speak, out of it?
It'll be exactly what it is, Jack, only it will continue in more depth.
Okay. Will be the hacker's end of it?
Yes, exactly. It'll be exactly what it is. It's the thing that opens the door. And for people who want to go into more detail, there'll be more information. More of the innards of the machine will be described. So I urge you, when you talk about this machine or think about this machine, the entire line, the arcade, the cartridges and so on, think first of it as a machine